morning, people of God. Good morning. It's just an honor to just be here with you guys this morning. I want to first say happy 13 years of preaching anniversary to Elder Sathya. May God continue to keep you on the throne. May God continue to do the great work that he's doing for you. It's just good to be here this morning. It is a privilege. Again, I bring you greetings from the Truth and Missionary Baptist Church, where Pastor Gary Joy Sr. is my pastor and who has allowed me to be on here with you this morning. How fitting the praise and worship song, I won't go back, I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. The title for this morning is Jump and Don't Look Back. Our scripture has already been read, so let us just pray and hear from the Lord. God, I bless you, I honor you, I give you all the praise and honor that's due to your name. God, I ask right now that you continue to move how you see fit, God, in this service. God, I ask that you speak a word through me that edifies your people and give them strength to wherever they need strength at right now. God, I ask that you continue to pour out upon your people, continue to hear their needs. God, I ask that you continue to guide me. God, whatever we did in private, I ask that you do it in public now. This is my prayer in Jesus' name, amen. For a few minutes, I'd like to talk on this thought, jump and don't look back. A frog falls into a pot of water, and as the temperature begins to change, the frog begins to adjust his temperature to the water. With each temperature change, the frog continues to adjust until the water reaches its boiling point. And at that point is when the frog decided to jump out. But being as though he has been adjusting himself so much to the temperature, he has now lost all strength needed for him to jump. Many people think that the boiling water is what killed the frog, but it was his decision on when to jump that killed him. Had he chosen to jump sooner, when his strength was as needed, instead of waiting and adjusting to the temperature, he would have survived. Many of us have exhausted our strength adjusting to people, places, things, and situations. We, like the frog, become overtaken by life, and we are here this morning because we are looking for a little bit more strength. We found ourselves drowning in the waters of life, and this journey that we have been on in this road has gotten a little bit too much for us. And so now we're here looking for answers. Lord, we need some strength. Lord, we need some encouragement. Lord, that water has gotten too hot for us, and we no longer have the ability to keep adjusting. God is here, and he sent me to get you out of the boiling water. He's here to save us before it takes us over, and he says, follow me. In our text, a very familiar passage of scripture, we see that the angel of the Lord is urging Lot to take his family and go because God was about to cause destruction upon the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah, a city of wickedness, and God has now sent two angels. And if you read back in the previous chapters, you'll find out that God has sent the angel, and the angels had went to Abraham, and Abraham asked them where they were going, and he said that they were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because God was tired of their wickedness, and Abraham pleaded with them not to destroy it. And then the angel said, well, if we find a just man. And Abraham continued to plead because he knew that his cousin Lot was there, and he knew that his cousin Lot was a just man, that he just so happened to be in an environment where there was wicked. It was an environment where things were going on. And he understood that where Lot was at was not a good place for Lot to be in, but he understood that if God came to rescue him, everything will be okay. Many of us have allowed ourselves not only to adjust to situations of life, situations in relationships, situations with circumstances and issues. Many of us are like Lot. We have settled in places that God has never ordained for us to be. We have settled and let everything take place in our midst. We have lost our voice to speak out against. We have lost our voice to speak out and tell people about God. We have settled in situations that we should have got out a long time ago. Every time God has turned up the waters, we failed to get out. We just began to keep adjusting. We were adjusting to the hatred. We were adjusting to the mistreatment. We were adjusting to the bitterness. We was adjusting to the hurt. We were adjusting to all these different things when God turns up the water on purpose for us to jump out. In the beginning of this chapter, we find Lot, and he's now sitting at the city gates when the angels appear. And as I searched the scripture, I was trying to figure out what brought Lot to the gate. Nobody knows. It doesn't say that Lot goes daily to the gate. It just so happened to say while he was at the gate, the men of God appeared. Maybe Lot was looking for help, like many of us. Maybe he was tired of circumstances surrounding him. Maybe he was tired of pretending nothing was going on and he just needed to get away. Maybe he knew that he needed some peace and he was in search for it. Maybe he knew where he was at in life was where he didn't belong. But he adjusted. He settled for it. He hid who he was, and now because he had settled in a wicked place, it has not only affected him, but affected his family as well. Can I ask you a question? Is that you? Are you in a place like Lot where you need to be rescued from some stuff in your life that you have constantly been adjusting to? Have you adjusted to something that's now affecting you and affecting your family? Those that's connected to you, and you're at a place and you're looking for rescue. Lot is at the gate, and he sees what looks like help coming. He sees two men of God, angels, coming, and they're pleading with him to come and stay. And he pleads with them, come stay in my house. Lot understood what was going on in this city around him, and he knew that the men would be in danger if they stayed out, because he understood what was taking place, because he had adjusted to what was going on. And many of us is like Lot. We try to hide areas of our life from God when that we have allowed to take place. We only want to allow him to see the good. But God is saying, I come to save all of you and deliver you from it all. I see it all. And this is not what I ever intended for you to have. This is not what I intended for you to go through. I've come to rescue you from your adjusting, from the place that I never meant for you. You wonder why. We're wondering why the pandemic happened. We're wondering why COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, we're wondering why the world is up in an uproar. We wonder why everything went in shutdown mode for months. God said, I had to separate you from the very things that you have became a part of. I had to shut down the world and the situations and take you away from places and take you away from people that you have constantly been adjusting to separate you so that I can rescue you. I needed to bring you back to a place where you seek rescued, where you seek peace, where you seek strength, where you knew that you needed me in spite of where you were at. You see, we all needed change, and it was time for us to all get out of the water. The men came looking for a righteous man, and here they found Lot at the gate. My brothers and sisters, God sees his children and all that we're going through. He knows when we're gone too far and can't handle it anymore, when we had adjusted and our light is no longer shining as bright as it was supposed to in the dark places in which we settled. You see, chapter 18, the men already revealed that Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be destroyed. Like I said before, Abraham pleaded for his cousin. Abraham knew the qualities that was inside of Lot. And someone like Abraham is pleading on your behalf. And they sent God to rescue you from the place that you settled. They seen how you adjusted and who you have allowed to affect your growth. Places that you have allowed to stop your blessings from coming. Circumstances that you just keep adjusting to. Things that is just keeping you from praying. And they know that someone is pleading on your behalf, saying to you that, God, if you just go rescue them, they will be everything that you have called them to be. They'll do everything that you said that they can do. If you just go and rescue them because they have adjusted so much that their strength is gone, someone is pleading on your behalf. You see, that thing that's keeping you from praying, they know that destruction is coming. They see it. However, we serve a mighty God that doesn't want his children to perish. He'll come to you and rescue right in the nick of time. God is saying to you this morning, I am here. Lot took these men of God into his house. He fed them, and he prepared for them to rest. And then trouble showed up at the door. Doesn't this sound familiar? The moment you make up in your mind the decision that enough is enough and I'm not going to take it anymore, the moment that you make up in your mind that I'm going to let it all go, I'm tired of adjusting, I'm tired of going through, I'm tired of the situation, I'm tired of the circumstances, God, I'm going to release it in your hand, the enemy shows up. The enemy shows up as a distraction tool to get you to adjust to his tricks and his schemes. The enemy shows up demanding for you to adjust to what he has for you. The enemy shows up, and they begin to act like for these men. But people, God, let me help you understand this, that even in the rescue situation, the enemy cannot stop what God has for you. When God comes to get you, no weapon formed against you will prosper. When God comes and gets you, no matter what the enemy tries to do, God will lift up a standard of protection around you. No matter what the enemy tries to do and how he tries to keep you bound into that place, that situation, that circumstances, to them people, when God shows up, it has to let you go. My brothers and my sisters, we got to understand that we cannot bargain with the things that we need to let go of. We cannot bargain with the places that God says let go of. We cannot bargain with the people that God tells us to let go of. We got to learn that we have to let them go because our deliverance is here and we must go with God. Stop bargaining with those things that God is about to deliver you from. We got to stop compromising ourselves for people who want to keep us in the same place because they don't want to grow. We got to stop compromising ourselves for people who want to keep us in the places that they themselves don't want to leave from. And when we do, the only thing that, and when we do, the only then can we truly be delivered when we let go of those things. Truth be told, this year has really been hard on us. Truth be told, we have entered in some things that we never planned on. Truth be told, letting go of some people, some places, and some things is very hard for some of us. However, it's time that we stop adjusting. It's time that we let go. It's time that we stop adjusting to the relationships with people, adjusting to decisions and circumstances, adjusting in the wrong emotions and situations. Now you're on the edge of the waters overtaking you, and all because you did not make the decision to jump sooner, God has to send a rescue. However, God is here saying, gather your things, no more adjusting. I'm about to destroy all of this stuff that was not good for you. I'm about to take you out of this place. I've never meant for you to settle in. Gather who and what needs to go and let's go. But people of God, understand, everything can't go with you. I know you want it to go. I know you have attached yourself to some things, and you figured if you go, they can go too. But everything can't go with you in this new season and this new level that God has for you. God has new doors that he's opening for you. God has new blessings he has for you. God has new endeavors for you. And everybody can't go. There is people that's attached to you that you want to go but can't go. How do you know? I'm glad that you asked. You see, Lot had daughters who were supposed to be married to men. And when Lot began to tell these men, his son-in-laws, what was going to take place, they laughed at him. They laughed. And as many people that's laughing at you now, that you're telling them what God has for you, you're telling them that you're about to be delivered, you're telling them that you're breakthrough, and they're laughing because they don't understand it or can't see it. And although you want them to go with you, they cannot go. Grab your things and those people that was willing to go with you and go. This pandemic, when this pandemic is over, those who was not there with you that was going through, they are not meant to go to the next level. Let them stay where they're at and move forward. God is saying, I have something different from you. For you to endure something different for you. Every prayer that you have been praying, everything that you have been seeking, I have for you, but you must be willing to let it go. The season of adjustments is over. Being comfortable with adjusting is over. Let it go. Stop adjusting. God knows what he has for you is simply for you. People of God, even if you don't see it, you still got to go. Pack what's needed and go. Which gives me 2 points, and I promise you I'll be out your way. In order for you to jump, you first must be willing to leave it all behind. You must be willing to leave it all behind, no matter who or what it is. In order for you to jump, you must be willing to take God's hand and walk forward to wherever he's leading you. You must have faith that what God has for you is better than what is now. You see, in the scripture, it tells us the men took Lot, told him to hurry up, take his family, and go into the mountains, and don't look back. We can't afford to hesitate. We can't afford to second guess or tarry. Because us tarrying may get us caught up in the very destruction that God never designed for us. We can't allow our attachments to things hold us. We gotta let the time we spent in them place go and not hold us. Trust God and move. You see, maybe there's something that's attached to you that must go, but the only way it's going to move is if you move. And if you hesitate, that thing is going to hesitate. That person is going to hesitate. But I declare that if you make the decision that whatever the Lord is about to take me, and however the Lord is going to deliver me, I'm going to take his hand, go, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to tarry. I'm going to go before that thing that I tried to adjust to take me out, I'm going to go. Then everything connected to you will come. Your family will come. The finances will come. The blessings will come. But you first must make the decision to move forward, take God's hand, and whatever direction God has for you to go, go. Despite what it looks like, despite the fear, despite the anxiety, despite the unknown, you must go and don't look back. Don't you hesitate, because that thing that God is trying to destroy and take off of you, You might get swept up in it if you hesitate. Go. And what I love about this is what a great God that loves us so much that he does not want us to perish. God says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans of peace and hope, those to prosper, not to harm you. God says, I put a plan in motion for you. I know what the qualities is inside of you. I know what I have for you to do, and I don't want any harm to come upon you. So I'm going to rescue you despite your adjustments. I'm going to rescue you despite your hesitation. The men of God snatched Lot's hand, snatched his wife and children, and took them and said, let's go. People of God, God may not come when you thought he was going to come, but he's always on time. He shows up right in the nick of time. He shows up and tells you, let it go. Stop holding on to it. Let it go. Let go of your stuff you no longer need. Some of you are still hanging on to things and places from years ago, and you're wondering why you're where you are now. It's because you never let it go. Leave it behind. Not only must we be willing to leave the things behind, but we must learn that no matter what, don't look back, which is my second point. Not only must we be willing to let it go, but we must also be willing, no matter what, not to look back. You see, when they got to moving, Lot was so focused on his deliverance that what was behind him no longer mattered. Be so focused on your breakthrough that you're not concerned with the stuff that the people and the places you left behind are doing. Don't be so stuck on what's behind you. Be so concentrated, so concerned on following God and what he has for you that you don't even have time to look back. You don't have time to worry about what they say. You don't have time to worry about their approval. You don't have time to worry about if they're going to acknowledge you, if they're going to reference you. You don't have time for that because you are so focused on what God has for you. You don't have time to look back. You don't have time to worry about those people who let you fall. You don't have time to worry about those people who hurt you, those people who abandon you, those people who tried to take you out. You don't have time to worry about that because you are so focused on what God has for you. You're so concentrated on your new levels. You're so concentrated on your new breakthroughs. You're concentrating on the new doors that's opening, the new opportunity God has for you, that you are focusing on God and not what's behind you. Not only must we leave this stuff behind because we no longer need it, but we gotta leave other people's stuff behind as well. You know that stuff that other people dropped on you to carry? That stuff that other people have been dumping on you, their garbage, their baggage? You gotta be willing to let that go and leave that and move forward. Move quickly and don't look back. People of God, you're on your way. Your breakthrough is on its way. Deliverance is on its way. Lot's wife looked back because of the stuff that she felt she was leaving behind. Looking back can pull you in a dangerous place, causing you that even though you're on the verge of being delivered, you'll be destroyed. People of God, even though Lot's wife looked back, Lot kept moving. Lot remained focused and kept moving. And even though it may be people who was meant to go with you, you still have to keep moving even if they lose their way. You got to still keep moving. Even if they were supposed to come with you and they tarried and they look back and they perish, you must keep moving forward. Lot never stopped and asked what happened, nor did he let go of God's hand. He simply trusted God. And he knew that where God was taking him was better than where he had been. Lot knew that he couldn't carry his stuff and everyone's stuff at the same time. People of God, You have to know that the will of God will never take you where the grace of God cannot keep you. Take God's hand and jump and don't look back. Know that you can't keep adjusting to people, places, and things. You must jump into the will while you still got strength. Jump because he has it all under control. And say farewell to those things that almost killed you. Goodbye to those things that caused you destruction. It may hurt, but jump. Jump in the will even when it doesn't make sense. Jump because you came out of this thing alive. Lot came out to a place God allowed for him. It was supposed to destroy you, but you're still here. Cancer was supposed to take you out, but you're still here. Depression was trying to take you out, but you're still here. Sickness thought it had you, but now that you look around, you are still here. That divorce tried to break you, but you're still here. The abuse tried to stop you, but you're still here. The neglect tried to block all the blessings, but you're still here. So jump. Jump and don't worry about it. Jump while you still got the strength. Jump to the places where God has you. The acronym for jump is J-U-M-P. Jesus understands my praise. Jump and leave it behind. Jump and understand that what God has for you is better than where you was. It didn't destroy you. It did not take you out. Although it tried, although you adjusted, God says, let it go. Go forward. Move. You adjusted. It's all right. You might have lost some years, but it's all right. They might have stolen it from you, but it's all right. God says, I will restore all the years that the canker worm has eaten up. God says, you might have felt like you lost some things, but I'm going to restore it. All you got to do is jump. Jump and praise me because I understand your praise. Nobody else can understand it like Jesus. Jesus says, I understand everything that you went through. I understand that sickness. I understand that hurt. I understand that brokenness. Let it go and just jump. Jump into your future. Jump into the acknowledgement of the things that I have for you. Nobody knows it like Jesus. Don't look back, just jump. God brought you too far to leave you now. Stay focused on the will of God and stop wasting your strength adjusting. You never know what you have before you if you keep looking back. The reason why the rearview mirror is so little is because it's designated just to show you so you can back up. The front show window is bigger because what is before you is bigger than what's behind you. God says jump and move forward because what's before you is greater than what's behind you. Don't worry about it. Don't look back. You might have to glance for a minute and keep going. Glance and say, okay, God, I'm only glancing back because I'm looking how far you brought me from. I'm not looking back on the things that I've lost. I'm not looking back wanting those things that you have taken away from me. But God, I just glance back to see how far I've come. Jump and understand how far God has brought you from. Jump and understand that what God has for you is greater than anything that's trying to hold you down. Understand that you might have adjusted. You might have took some time. You might have lost yourself in some places. But God says, I'm about to restore you. I'm about to restore your strength. I'm about to restore you because there is a greater level that's about to come. Jump. I understand your praise. Jump. I understand everything that you went through. Jump. The water is not going to take you out. Yes, I turned the water up. I turned the water up to get you out of that place. I turned the water up to get your attention. I caused the shutdown so that you can move away from those things. I caused the shutdown to reveal the people that have been connected to you that meant you no good. I caused the shutdown to separate you. I caused the shutdown to bring you back closer to me. I caused the shutdown so that you can seek my face. I caused the shutdown so that you can acknowledge that I am the way, the truth, and the light. I caused the shutdown so that you can humble yourself and pray. I caused the shutdown so that you won't lose your voice. Because when you come out of this, there's some things and some places that I need you to go. There's some people and some places that I need you to speak to. I took you through all of this. I let these things happen and cause the water to be turned up a little higher so you can jump. It's not going to destroy you. Jump now. Jump now. Don't adjust. You may have the ability to. You may have the strength. But why waste the strength when you can just jump and get out of it? Jump and get out of it and understand that God has you. And what he has for you is better than anything Don't let the enemy try to distract you because your deliverance is here. Don't let the enemy try to keep you down because your deliverance is here. Your breakthrough is here. It is now. Jump and say, God, I will not go back. I cannot go back. I will not go back to the things. I will not go back to the people. I will not go back to the places. You have put a voice inside of me. I will speak out. I will say what you have said, despite of what they say, despite of what it looks like, despite of however they feel. They might not like it. Oh, well. God says, I have ordained you for a time such as this. Do what I've called you to do. It may be unusual, but I need you to move and don't look back. Jump, grab my hand, and let's go. Let's go into the mountains. What I like about that is because if you ever go to a mountain is a high up peak. God says, I'm taking you higher up from where you was. I'm taking you out of the valley up into the mountains. I'm taking you up so that you can see. And while I'm elevating you, thank you, God, while I'm elevating you, those things that's in the valley that tried to keep you down are now having to look up to where I'm taking you. God is saying, I will make those enemies your footstool where they will have to elevate you and lift you up. I'm taking you to the mountains. Follow me as we go into the mountains. That higher up I'm taking you. People of God, all I'm trying to get you to understand is God is elevating you. God is taking you higher up. And all you have to do is jump and don't look back. Don't look back. What God has for you is greater. Don't look back. What God has for you is ordained for you. There is some people and some places and some things and some circumstances that's been holding on to you too long. You got to let it go. Take God's hand. Once you release it out of your hand and you take God's hand, you won't have to worry about nothing else. God says, follow me. I got you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You adjusted, but I forgive you. Don't worry about it. I still have greater for you. You adjusted, but don't worry about it. You still got strength to jump. You still got strength to move forward. It's okay. It's all right. I've heard your prayer, and I sent help to rescue you. While everything else is being destroyed, I'm going to preserve you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you are preserving us as a time as this. Hallelujah. People of God, remember, jump and don't look back. God has been rescued because where he's taking you, you have never been. And although the enemy is trying to send a distraction, he's trying to stop you from moving forward. Move forward, leave it behind, and don't look back. Be blessed.